Here we are again, Advent. This season of just so much fun. I mean, and for me, it begins with Thanksgiving. You know, I love Thanksgiving, and then we just come right into this. But this is a great season. It's a rich season. It's so meaningful. The tradition of 2,000 years of Advent. This is really very significant. We heard a bit when we heard about the candle, the first candle. You know, it's a four-week season dedicated mainly to reflective preparation for the arrival or the advent of Jesus. We also then have that double ring, right? Hit the bell and it rings and there's a little echo to it. The second coming. And that's what we have to think about as we live now in anticipation of celebrating the birth of Jesus. We live now in anticipation and looking forward to his return. I mean, Christians of all denominations, backgrounds, throughout history, celebrate in different ways. But the focus is that anticipation, the waiting. You know, like the young ones, Christmas Eve, waiting. I want to open my presents. My parents, my family was cruel. They were terrible. You know, we opened one gift on Christmas Eve, but then we had to wait. And then to top it all off, we have this big family, you know, cousins and grandmas and grandpas and everybody. And we started oldest to youngest. We did. And so the youngest was like, you gotta be kidding me, right? That's anticipation, right? You're waiting. Now, today in these scriptures, yeah, lectionary year A is what we're in. And we have several thoughts with a thread running through. And the first thought I want to talk about this morning is the invitation that Advent gives us. Okay? The invitation. We're going to see that in Romans, the Romans passage. And here's the invitation. Ready? Wake up! That's it. Wake up! Romans tells us, the hour's already come to wake up from your slumber because your salvation is nearer now than it was. That's the idea, to wake up. You know, I know some people, they struggle getting up in the morning. I remember when I was younger and had a harder time, mostly my own doing and stay up too late, that kind of thing. For a while, I would set myself like two alarms. I would do that, set up two alarms. I put one alarm at the other side of my bedroom so that I was forced to get up and actually walk across and do it. I'd still hit the snooze. Even then, right? And then that, I mean, the snooze, I'm not sure that's the best thing ever invented. You hit it. And I think that's kind of our problem too sometimes as Christians and believers. We're hitting the snooze all the time in our lives. When I get to high school, then I'm gonna really serve the Lord. I know I can do things. I can, you know, lead Bible studies, all that kind of thing. Oh, after I'm married, then I'm gonna be able to really live fully as a Christian. I gotta get settled in this job first. Then I gotta get my kids raised. Then I'm gonna do something. Well, when I retire, right? And we're hitting the snooze. God is always nudging us, convicting us, whispering, and far too often we may say, maybe later. Advent invites us. Advent is God turning on the lights and saying, wake up. Oh, I loved it. My mom did that. Isn't that awesome? Right? You band the lights on. Time to get up. Oh, okay. Right? And the reason is that God is doing things. He's active. He's working. And he wants us there. And he wants us to be ready. And the other reason is, as the Romans passage mentioned, salvation is nearer now than it was when you first believed. Now, salvation in, of course, we're saved. We are saved. You know, you trust Jesus, you're saved. But we're talking about that final time when everything's made right and Jesus comes back. And it's near. It's near today than it was yesterday. Right? It's coming and we don't know when. But the time is short. No matter what, it's short, okay? If Jesus doesn't come back for another 1,000 years, for each of us, our time is short. 60, 70, 80, 90 years maybe, 103. And still, at the end of the day, it goes like that. I got teased a little bit at work this weekend. It was somebody's birthday, and then someone asked, "Oh, when's your birthday?" Steve was a new guy, our new manager. He goes, "How old are you, Steve?" I said, 59. He goes, "What?" I go, yeah, I'll be 60 coming here in March. 60. 60. I don't feel like I'm 60. I don't feel like 60 years has passed. It's just so quick. Our time is short. And so Advent invites us to wake up. To wake up. And in that awakening, Paul encourages us to a couple things. Put aside deeds of darkness in verse 13. Put aside. It's an activity. It's a movement. Get rid of these other things, the things that are hindering you, the things that are holding you back, the sin, the habits, the whatever it may be. And they may be good things. Sometimes. But set those things aside. I mean, imagine a firefighter, you know, like the full-time ones that sleep at the station and they're ready to go. The alarm goes off and they hop out of bed. They don't just run and get in the truck and go. Bunch of firemen fighting fire in their pajamas. No, they get up, they put on, they take off what's hindering them, what they don't need, and they put all the stuff that they need to fight a fire. They put it on instantly. They're ready to go. They're woke up, they're gone. So don't just wake up, you know, rub the eyes and say, okay, I'm going to sit in my chair and scroll my social medias. Wake up and get dressed. Get ready. Let's go. Let's go. Get dressed for what God is doing. Put on that armor of light. You know, and light represents all kinds of things in Scripture, but I'm thinking here just that armor of light. It's Jesus. It's His life in us. His Spirit working in and through us. Put it on so that it shines. And we can get ready for what is going to happen and what is happening. Paul tells us in the passage to clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Put Him on. I remember there was a picture. I don't think I have it anymore. I was really little. I was probably, you know, like this age right here. And I had got my dad's big, huge winter coat. Okay, so this is like 1971, right? Big, massive parka, heavy. And I wanted to wear it, so I put it on. Right? And it was, you know, I'm swimming in it. I mean, it was like a bridal train. I'm running around, you know, right? You know, yeah, but you know what? You grow. You grow into these things. Put them on. It may seem clumsy, may seem odd. Boy, I have so many temptations. I'm struggling. It's so hard to be Christ-like sometimes. Put them on. Grow into it. But get them on you. Put on Christ, and over time you'll grow into your wedding. Live like Him, act like Him, and grow into that coat. We're invited to wake up. Wake up. These passages from the lectionary always gives us an Advent vision. A vision of Advent, and that is to walk in the light. We see that in the Isaiah passage in 2:1-5. A vision of what can be. There is first a promise of peace. Swords into plowshares. It's a wonderful picture. There's a statue at the UN, big bronze sculpture of swords being pounded into plowshares, representing peace. You know, and oh, folks, do we need peace? I'm just horrified daily at the violence in our world. I mean, in our communities, in our country, fightings, people dying and dying and dying for no reason. And to think and to imagine, one of the glorious things we can remember and try to remember is just that a world, can you imagine a world with no wars, no conflicts, real peace everywhere. oh man, I'm ready for that world. And God promised that. Advent reminds us that is coming. Advent reminds us as we're putting on Jesus, as we are waking up, that we can be part of that peace. We can be part of it with each other in our communities as best we can. There's a promise of peace. And a call to walk in the light of the Lord. Similar themes here, seeing that light theme as we're going along, aren't you? You know, I mean, you ever walked into a dark room, you get up in the morning and whatever, and it's just dark, and you bump into stuff, you hit your shin, you bump into things. You turn on a light, what happens? You can see. Now, does the room change? No, the room doesn't change, but you can see. You can navigate. You can get through it. That's what this is. Walk in the light of the Lord. Be able to see, to be able to navigate this world, the things that are in our lives, what's going on. We can navigate our relationships. We can navigate the problems, the conflicts. We can navigate all the social issues, the hunger, the homelessness. All of it can be navigated in the light of the Lord. And so we're called, Isaiah calls us to walk in that light. And Advent encourages us with this vision of peace and to walk in it even today. Advent also gives us a warning. A warning. And the warning is to watch. To watch for the Lord. The Matthew 24 passage reminds us starkly of what we need to do and to be ready. Now, keep in mind that this return of Christ, this second advent that we're looking forward to, his tellings about it is not meant to scare us. All right? It's meant to prepare us to be ready. And that's what this whole passage is about, is be ready. Because first, no one knows the day or the hour, right? We aren't going to know. Yeah, it's like a pop quiz. You know, I mean, if the teacher announced the day before, pop quiz tomorrow, well, it's not really a pop quiz anymore. And then, you know, everybody can freak out through the whole night and try to be ready for it. But if you have a real pop quiz, you get in, oh, quiz, you're like, oh. But the thing is, for those who are ready, it doesn't matter. If you were warned way ahead of time or not, or you didn't know it was coming, the good students, they're fine, right? They're ready. And that's what this is, to be ready. Because we don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be this afternoon. It could be 10 years from now. It could be 50 years from now. It could be, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're called to be ready. We're called to be ready. Live ready. You know, he uses the illustration of Noah. You know, I mean, folks, Noah's time. Noah's building this big old boat. Ridiculous. I'm sure people mocked him. Hell, everyone just lived their lives. Just went on normal day-to-day stuff. Not bad things necessarily. And of course, there's bad things going on. That's why the flood's happening. But all the other stuff is going on too. Give the morning, milk the cow. Get the food, feed the kids. Go to your job. Plow the field. All of it's just going on just like normal. And then it started to rain. And Noah tried to warn them. He told them over and over and over again, and they didn't listen. And they were not ready. They weren't ready. You know, it's like, we have that problem in our world today with the proliferation of Amazon, that packages left on doorsteps and the thief comes to take them, right? Now, if we knew the thief was coming, sit there with a cup of coffee and, oh, excuse me, I don't think that's yours, right? But that's not how it is. We don't know. And Jesus says that's what it'll be like. He'd be like a thief coming. We don't know when it's going to happen. Unexpected, absolutely uninvited. But if we keep a light on, if we make sure we're ready, keep on top of things, try to find out when the package will be delivered so I can be there, whatever it is, whatever you got to do to be ready for it. And then we will be ready. We need to be ready because, well, we're warned. All right? It's not going to be a surprise. It'll be a surprise, but not unexpected. That's the key. It may be a surprise, but it is not unexpected. we've been told. But this run of scriptures from this lectionary day does end on a good note. And this Advent is an Advent of joy. And there is that joy. We sang about it this morning, right? Joy, joy. We have this thing of joy. And in that joy, we're called to pray for peace. Pray for peace. Advent waiting is not just sitting around. Advent waiting is active. It's worshipful. It's joyful. It's work. It's doing the thing God has for us. You know, there's that, I rejoice when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. That in our preparation, our waiting, we do it together. It's way easier waiting with a bunch of people around than just sitting there by yourself. It's nothing worse than just having to wait for something all by yourself. Right? You know, again, like a, you know, a kid Christmas morning, and they're up ready to go. They're up before sunrise, and banging on, let's go, let's open some presents. I can't wait to be in God's presence. That's how we should be. Every day. Just that excitement of a kid Christmas morning. I can't wait to see what God is going to do with me. Advent invites us to rediscover that joy, to wake up and find that joy again. The psalm tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You know, when a you know, you light this one candle. There's not much to it. Now, if it was completely black in here, it'd be a lot more to it. But in a dark room, I mean, that flame stands out. And God's peace starts small. We may think that our prayers don't matter. We may think that my little prayer for peace, what's it going to do? Your little prayer of peace is one candle, and another, and another, and another. It spreads. Our prayers for peace matter. Because God uses small lights to push back that big darkness. Don't give up praying for peace in our world. Don't give up. You know, we're waiting. We're waiting for something, and it's going to come. The question I would have for you this morning is, what spiritual alarms have you been hitting the snooze on? Or just ignoring? There's something that even came to mind this morning. A conviction of, oh yeah, I've kind of been putting that off, or I haven't done that, or I've kind of slacked on that. That's okay. One, that first Advent took care of things for us. We're forgiven. Past, present, future, you have grace. But wake up. Wake up. How can we live today in ways that are shaped by God's promises tomorrow? I mean, you know, we always ask this question. It's a good mind exercise. But seriously, if you knew tomorrow, 7 p.m., Jesus is returning, would you live differently? Would you do different things? Well, absolutely, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Kunis. I'm not coming in today. All right? I got some other things that are more important, all right? We get that, all right? So, okay, we can't do that necessarily. But in the decisions, day to day, moment by moment, the things we're doing, are they maybe based in this idea of how can it better the kingdom? How can it better make sure I'm ready? How can it better show Christ in the world around me? If Jesus did return this week, what would you want in place? What would you want done before the week ended? Well, today we hear, wake up. Do it. Do it this week. Is there a relationship that's been compromised, rough? You would really want, boy, I would sure like to get that mended before Jesus came back. It'd be kind of rough. Do it. Right? That's what this is saying. Is, you know, it's just good advice in life. You know, procrastination is an awful thing. And I have a huge log in my eye. All right? Do it. Get it done. What habit needs surrendering? What do we need? You know, one of my favorite times when I'm deer hunting, you know, you go out to hunt deer and, you know, I like to get out there good while before the sun rises so I can get myself settled and go quiet, right? And so it's dark, right? It's really dark. And there's something just eerily fun I like of you sit in that stand, you're looking out, and you can't see much. You know, there's shapes, and you really don't see much. But then slowly, you know, before the sun's up, I still can't shoot. Sun's not yet up, but that thin, like, blue line starts to appear, and things get a little bit more, and all of a sudden, you kind of start to see things. You know, I can't tell you how many times. Several times. I've been there, just kind of, you know, and all of a sudden, you start seeing, all of a sudden, oh, there's a deer right there. It happens. Come on, clock, you know, right? Yeah, and that's what we're living in now. That's what we're living in. It's not black anymore, folks. We're not living in the night. We're living in that time right before the sun is rising. We have Jesus' light. It's there to help us see. And so we pray then, right? We pray, come, Lord Jesus. Pray for that sun to pop over the horizon. We pray, wake us up. Light our path. Help us to be ready for your coming. That's what Advent's about. And that's what we want to be encouraged in today. Right? Good. Good. Well, let's stand together. And you can turn your hymnal to number 124.